I love Lebanon. I entered the Arab world through Lebanon in 1977. It's my favorite Arab country. But you know this, when I hear Western governments talking about Lebanese democracy, I always have to point out to them that actually, if there was democracy in Lebanon, it would be President Syed Hassan Nasrallah who would be governing the country. Well, it would be. Well, think about it. It would be the majority, the great majority of the people of Lebanon would vote for Syed Hassan. He would be the president, but he can't be the president. No Muslim can be the president because of a constitution drawn up specifically to avoid it and based on a census older than the oldest man still alive in Lebanon. And Syed Hassan's not complaining about that, by the way. In fact, the rest are all very lucky that Hassan Nasrallah has the wisdom not to wish to open sectarian wounds in Lebanon. They say that Hezbollah went to Qusair to join the battle in Syria for sectarian reasons. If Hezbollah were interested in sectarianism, they could take over Lebanon in an afternoon. In an afternoon. But they have no interest in taking over Lebanon. It's precisely because they're against sectarianism that they entered the battle in Qusair. Hezbollah were the last foreign force to arrive in Syria, not the first. And if the other foreign forces will leave Syria, Hezbollah would be delighted to leave Syria also. It's because they're not sectarian, because they don't want to see the triumph of sectarianism in Syria, that the Hezbollah fighters finally had to enter that battle. Because Syed Hassan has more wisdom than those who are playing these sectarian games. And what games they are.